This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The leaders of the world's major industrialized countries are holding their annual summit in France. On the sidelines of the G7, U.S. President Donald Trump met with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, where he talked about the new trade deal with Canada and Mexico.
And it's something, I think it's a very special agreement, and it replaces NAFTA, which is perhaps the worst trade agreement ever done. Certainly within our country, it's the worst.
Trudeau is happy with the trade deal.
Quite frankly, around the table, there's a lot of people wanting to make trade deals with each other, and we have a deal that we were able to negotiate that's good for our workers, good for our citizens, good for the middle class, and that's the kind of thing that we need to see more of around the world.
Mr. Trump also held talks with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. In Hong Kong, police are skirmishing with protesters for a second straight day. While a large crowd rallied in a nearby park, another group of protesters took over a main street, building barricades with traffic barriers and cones. Police used tear gas to try to disperse the crowd. Protesters responded by throwing bricks and other objects toward police. Prior to the skirmishes, tens of thousands of umbrella-carrying protesters marched in the rain in Hong Kong's latest pro-democracy demonstration. The Taliban says it expects ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude today, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the two sides are fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials say the deal will require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire. U.S. officials say the Taliban will be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hezbollah says two Israeli drones have crashed in Lebanon overnight. Israel has not commented on the drone strike. Israel said late Saturday it conducted an airstrike near the Syrian capital of Damascus on an arm of Iran's Revolutionary Guards in an effort to thwart an imminent Iranian drone strike on Israel. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Krikikis is a spokesman for the Israeli Defense Force. And we'll try to get that sound on in a little bit. Syria's army says the majority of the Israeli missiles were destroyed before reaching their targets. North Korea state media says leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the test firing of a newly developed weapon on Saturday. North Korea launched what appeared to be two ballistic missiles in the sea off its east coast. Photos released in the state media showed rockets launching from large tubes mounted on the back of a heavy vehicle. The Korean Central News Agency says Kim praised the system as a great weapon and praised the scientists who designed and built it. Analysts say the system appears to be the fourth developed by North Korea since denuclearization talks stalled at a summit with President Trump in February. South Korea's National Security Council says it is continuing efforts to bring the North back to the talks. A senior U.S. command officer confirmed Cambodia and China are proceeding on a base for China's Navy in Southeast Asian country. Army Brigadier General Joel B. Vowell said construction will begin next year on Ream Naval Base, confirming to a group of regional journalists that Cambodia will grant China access to the deep coastal waters on the Gulf of Thailand. The captain of an Iranian oil tanker pursued by U.S. ships says it is now heading for Turkey amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS, so Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Brazilian troops are deploying in the Amazon to fight fires that have swept the region and prompted anti-government protests as well as an international outcry. President Jair Bolsonaro also tried to temper global concern, saying the previously deforested areas had burned and that intact rainforest was spared. Brazil's defense minister says 44,000 troops will be available for unprecedented operations to put out the fires. For all the news whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
It's VOA one.